going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
If we don't have a one shot on Kevin, I don't know what we're doing, America.
Carter.
I tweeted out a picture. He's very busy back there right now. I tweeted out a picture of Kevin on my Twitter at or X, whatever you want to call it, at in the majors. You can see a picture of my co-host. Obviously, it's draft time as Kevin is wearing.
That's why I'm wearing this mini helmet.
Mini helmet on his head. Incorrectly, by the way.
Are you impressed though? I mean, that's where the helmet would go, that I've now been able to get the helmet on top of my head and balance the headphones on top of the helmet to make this thing happen.
From the, this real quick, Kevin, from the 575? Yeah, 575. If Corey keeps saying RSBI instead of RBIs and this Lago nonsense, I will keep spelling his name wrong and calling it Corey's Corner, which I replied, runs batted in, not run batted ins. LOL. And then they replied, I slammed my hands on the steering wheel as I type this, just so you know. I get the logic, Corey, but that doesn't make it correct. Now make this a good Corey's Corner or else. I'll try.
The Lago one is what's bothering me. It feels like you're going cool whip.
I don't know, man.
Cool whip.
So it's interesting because you say one word that drives me nuts.
Oh, do I? I'm sorry.
And I don't know why. It shouldn't. Like it doesn't. The way you say protocol. You say protocol.
Yeah, and, protocol.
And I don't know why. And I feel like it's protocol. And but it's not spelled call, C-A-L-L, you know?
C-O-L.
Exactly.
Yeah, protocol.
It shouldn't make me as upset as it does.
Man, I seriously had no idea.
We're almost on 19 years now of me wanting to punch him in the face.
Oh, my gosh.
Every time.
This is so much easier with Alec because I know what drives him insane and why he hates me is because I tell just these terrible jokes.
Yeah, you know the protocol for that.
Infuriate him.
Yeah, you get it. Question for you. What do you absolutely refuse to do alone? All right.
How do you think this is going to go on the fan text?
I already know.
Sex.
Okay. Leave sex out of it. All right. And leave any of those types of things out of it. Okay.
I feel like at least 2% of the reason I got married is so I had somebody else to put the fitted sheet on the bed with me. So, like, if you're like, hey, can you put the fitted sheet on there? I'm going to pass on that.
Mm-hmm.
That is a two-person job. And if you think it's a one-person job, you could probably get it done, but you're going to get so mad. You're going to be like, oh, why does that corner come up?
Yep. It's going to pop at some point. We'll get back to your answers, especially yours, Alec, in just a few moments. I did see this, Kevin, the 5 potential surprises in the first round.
Ooh.
I don't know how much of this
Tyler
is like
Shuck.
I don't know that any of these are super like shocking. Okay. Shador falls to the second half of the first round. That's not a possible surprise.
No, I
think we're all kind of like expecting there's a wide range of places that he could land.
Can I pause you on this for just a second? And I really want to get both of y'all's thoughts on it. I know in theory we all get that happening, but like, seriously, if we got to 12, not that the Cowboys would take him, but if we got to like 12, 15, whatever, and Shador's sitting there, is there a little part of you that will be surprised? Like, I understand going into it, we're like, hey, Pittsburgh's now the favorite, or Cleveland or New York to trade back up. I still admit, when push comes to shove, I think I will be surprised if he's there, like when Pittsburgh is drafted.
Okay. All right. That's very interesting.
Does that make sense?
Yes. I'm just, I guess because all of the things I've heard, I can see him going.
Yeah.
Maybe except for one. And now two, because it seems like Travis Hunter is the lock in that spot too. But it just has been a feeling of like, man, he could go anywhere. So I'm not too shocked by it. The Rams could take a quarterback like Jalen Milroe.
Oh man, I have to admit, I would be pretty shocked by that.
Matt Stafford cannot play forever.
No, I agree.
And at some point, his arm has to fall off. Like it's just got to.
Yeah, that's just a higher pick than I would have thought they would be willing to use.
Would you say, let's say Milroe is the guy, like they go ahead and do that with the receivers they have, Davante Adams and Puka, that leaves open a bigger margin for error for him to grow into, because those are talented receivers.
Yeah, I agree with that. And we talked about it. Milroe is one of those players that is not plug and play, and you would love to have him sit behind. I mean, I don't know if Matthew Stafford is who I would want Jalen Milroe to sit behind, terms of different kinds of games.
I agree, but wouldn't.
But in terms of knowledge, yes, for sure.
Like the
absolutely
one of the things Cooper Kupp, like they just talked about him so much because he was a receiver showing up to quarterback meetings, and that's one of the things that he admired so much about Stafford was the brain on him. Like he sees the game a certain way. I see the game the same way he does. That's why we're able to connect on hot routes and things like that, because we see it a certain way. That's that extra work I would hope, if I'm drafting a Jalen Milroe, that he's like, I got to be in this dude's pocket all the time trying to figure out what he's doing, because I want to be the same way. Matthew Stafford did not get a lot done in Detroit. He had a lot of numbers that he put up there. But overall, that dude's been a better quarterback than I think that we even gave him credit for whenever he was at Detroit. The Falcons could take an offensive tackle instead of a defender. I'm not too thrown off by that.
Me neither.
Tyler Shaw.
Shuck
could go in the first round.
Look,
Shuck.
A couple of weeks ago, I would have absolutely been like, I don't think so. But we talk about the economics of the draft changing all the time, and I don't know who it's going to be, but I still think four quarterbacks could go in the first round.
And then this is the one that really, like, I keyed in on, because I kind of got curious about what's going to happen there. The Bengals draft a pass rusher and trade Trey Hendrickson.
So, despite the betting odds, because they have, I think Hendrickson is like the third or fourth most likely to get traded, I would be really surprised by that. Like, I understand the monetary issue that they're running into. Your defense was awful, and you gave a lot of money to offensive people, but to take your best defensive player and be like, yeah, we'll draft somebody else.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they'd get other compensation, but I'm just not sure how quickly that will pay off for them.
I think, Kevin, when I looked it up last night, the price was a first and multiple other picks.
Okay.
Plus, now you have to pay the $30 million contract to the guy.
Which I always think is what really prevents these deals from happening. It's not the draft compensation. It's that now I have to deal with the monetary part of it as well.
So wouldn't it be like, in your mind, it's, hey, can we just, I'll take this money from you so you don't have to worry about it, and we'll sign the guy and we can just agree instead of us having to give you picks.
Yes.
Or just take a seventh pick and we'll just be okay with it instead of having to try and force us to take a first.
I mean, I get why they would not take us after.
Trey Hendrickson's fantastic, though. And as I look at this defensive line for the Cowboys, you can't spend the $30 million and you don't have the first to give up. So
It's kind of like A.J. Brown when he got traded. You're like, what? That's what he got traded for? I swear, we're going to get some nonsense where Trey Hendrickson gets traded for a second round pick. And I'm be like, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
Well, where were we on that? We got lots of money.
Oh, is this true? Looks like next week, Kevin, we're giving away tickets to Chris Brown at Globe Life Field. Be ready for that one, man. Dead serious.
Breezy Bowl.
Yeah, there you go. Kevin, the other thing that I was checking in on yesterday, Schottenheimer said in the pre-draft press conference speed, because they were asking about this. And we've always heard the term speed kills. You can't teach speed.
Yep.
And that is true. You can work hard. Alec, how much faster, because you were track star, how much faster can you make yourself?
You can improve it pretty considerably. It's all about, you know, dieting. There's a lot of things that go into it, but a lot of it is just mental, if we're being honest. So if you want to get faster, you can get faster.
Genetically, there are differences, right? Like, absolutely. There are some people that are just like, you're not going to be fast. I mean, you can work hard and you're still going to be slow. And then there are some people that they're fast naturally. And with the work that Alec is talking about, they can get a little bit faster. And that's going to be helpful to them. But he said the line of, you can't coach that.
Yeah.
Because he's saying you can't create it. You can't go in there and draw it up and here's how speed's going to happen for you. But the other thing too about speed is it does, just like I was saying with Jalen Milroe and the receivers, it gives you a wider margin of error. When it comes to Dak, they were talking this morning on Sean and RJ and Bobby, and Zach was with them this morning, and Peyton. They said, you know, Dak is a different quarterback than he was early in his career, because somebody brought up the idea of Dak can't play with a big receiver. So Tet would be a problem.
Yeah.
Well, Dak also really doesn't throw the deep ball the same way that he used to throw the deep ball. But if you have that margin of error, hopefully you're hoping for that. Now, I don't expect that they're going to be launching it off like that very much with Dak. That's just I feel like they want a more controlled offense that with potential bursts like that. But when you have speed, Trayvon Diggs was proof of this. He had catch-up speed in his first couple
for
years.
For sure, which was very necessary.
So if he got beat on a route, it didn't matter because he could chase it down. Go look at that play that drives me the most nuts in the world. You know the play, Kevin. It would have been our fourth Super Bowl. Actually, it would have been our third Super Bowl in a row.
That pass interference on Deion, no call.
Go watch that play again, though. Deion falls down. He fell on his face. And Michael Irvin said, see you later. And Deion caught up to him. Whenever you have speed. So that's the one thing. I know there's so much more that you can teach guys that are fast. Maybe you can't teach them how to be good at catching. That's another thing. But you can teach all these things. But the speed part of it, that gives you different. And especially when you're young, it gives you a margin of error to work within that you can be very confident in. Now, 877-881-1053. Things that you refuse to do alone. And Adrian would never eat lunch alone.
Oh, I like that.
She doesn't like to go into a restaurant and sit by herself. I love it. So quiet. The server's taking care of me, not everybody else at the table. Feel like, you know, that feels like a good thing. I know a lot of people won't go to the movies alone.
Yeah, and I think you should, because first of all, I mean, you're not really supposed to be talking during the movies anyway. So I think going to a movie by yourself would be way easier for people to wrap their head around than eating somewhere out by yourself.
From the 469 cooking, I like to cook. Aww. I do like cooking when other people are working. I think it's fun to cook with the family. Usually it's not everybody, but usually I'll get one person in the house to be like, hey, I'll help. And I can be like, all right, chop these up or you stir this. And it's fun. It is a fun thing to do. So, but cooking alone, and sometimes when you're cooking big meals, can be very difficult. Go to a movie or church. Somebody said they don't want to go to church alone.
Interesting.
Do you feel like you're being judged more because you're alone? And who are you?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission
to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit MensTClinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com.
In the back of that church right now.
Remember the lesson about the sets of footprints, though.
There's only one set. Why?
Because Jesus was already with you. Just saying.
Play soccer by myself. I can get that. When you kick the ball, now you got to go get it.
Yeah, I thought that was one of the most revolutionary sports ideas we ever came up with was at the tennis court to put the little bounce back wall on there. And they're like, hey, you don't have any friends. You can just play tennis by yourself. I thought that was nice.
I will say I don't refuse to, but I like it more with people. I like to go to the grocery store with somebody else.
Really?
I really do. And that being said, Kevin, you know how we've
not
gone.
Not your kids though, right? They slow people
now,
down.
Now I'm okay. Now at like 13 and 17, it's more fun because yeah. We get to joke around about stuff. You know, like we see stuff and we make fun of it, or we're like, hey, we want to try this.
Yeah.
But Kevin, you know, you and I, when we go grocery shopping, when we go out of town, we just split up.
Yeah.
And we just, you go one way, I'll go True. The other. And that's how Adrienne and I used to do it. And she didn't like it. She was like, why do you keep leaving me alone? And I'm like, because we can shrink the amount of time that we're in this store, and that gives us more time to be in the bedroom.
Oh my God.
Think about it. You know what I'm saying?
And No, hold on. Do you think you use this time saved from the grocery store spending more time?
That's how I would use the time.
Okay.
All right. That's how I would use it. And by the way, I want to give a shout out to Tyson. Tyson, met him at the Tom Thumb yesterday, where I am Tom Thumb famous. And I walked in and he goes, Corey? And I said, yeah. And he goes, Tolo. And I was like, hey, I love it, man. How's it going? We started talking, and my son Carter looks at me and goes, everywhere we go, you get noticed by somebody. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much that's what happens when you work at the Fan. Everybody knows you. It's mm-hmm. It's a really cool station.
It's like being at Cheers.
Exactly. Everybody knows your name. So, but Tyson, he was like, hey man, I come in here about three times a day. I was like, me too.
Wait, a day?
Yeah. Cause sometimes you forget what you got, you know, you forgot something. Now you got to go back. I love the grocery store.
Is he part of the crew that eats lunch at the grocery store? Like if they have that little like deli salad bar kind of deal happening.
I see that group. No, I will say though, our butcher at that Tom Thumb, thumbs up, man.
Thumbs up. From the 682, just got a delivery from the FedEx guy and could hear that he was listening to the station. So naturally I shouted out, Tolo, baby.
Nice. And then somebody said, I don't like building Legos by myself. And I understand
it.
That.
Stop
it's more fun
it.
When you have somebody.
Stop what
Do
you're
you
doing.
Do you sort all of them out?
No.
I sort them.
And I get that. But like a lot of the sets, I think I would go insane because a lot of these sets are really big. So I just go bag by bag.
Okay, well, and that's what I do.
I
open a bag, sort it out,
no.
and that way I know where I'm going. And then as I get going, I start going, okay, I'm going to open the other. But usually Carter wants to put them together.
Yeah.
So I'll let him do that, and I'll sit there and sort. And that's my favorite part.
Fascinating. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, It's time for My Buddy's an Idiot. Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion? Let us know. We will also talk with FC Dallas's Nolan Harris right here on The Fan.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and a high fly ball into deep right field. Going back at the wall is Butler, and it is history. Josh Smith in the leadoff spot hits his second home run of the year. Picks up RBI number 4, and the Rangers regain their 2-run lead. It is 4-2 in the fifth.
And you can hear the dozens of fans are pumped. In about 6 minutes, we'll talk with FC Dallas player and Fort Worth native Nolan Norris. In the meantime, it's time for My Buddy's an Idiot, 877-881-1053. Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion? Or did they poop in a referee's shoes? Now, I know people can get mad at officiating, but at a soccer game in England, it got canceled at halftime because somebody went into the locker room and pooped in a referee's shoes.
That's ridiculous. I've never, one time in my life.
Took your shoes off at halftime?
No, well.
Oh.
That does seem weird because now you got to go retie them and everything. And who wants to do that? Nobody wants to retie
them.
Oh,
quick side question. Do you always untie and retie your shoes when you put them on and off?
Well, I mean, I have to untie them to put them back on. But every time I take my shoes off, I slip them off. Okay. But I can't just slip them back on because the front of my feet's bigger than my heel.
It's true.
Flip-flops are better anyway. By the way, Kevin, Ottinger and goal, same lineup. Miro did skate with power play unit at morning skate, still out, but baby steps according to Mike Hyka.
So no Miro tonight.
Okay.
That's disappointing. And no, I'm not going to ask Nolan about Christmas, even though he is super into Jesus.
I learned something about him that I'm excited about, and I want to ask him a little more about this thing that I learned about him. So I'm excited about it, hopefully.
Okay.
But yeah, shoes. I've never thought about doing a number 2 on somebody's desk, in somebody's drawer, I don't want to do that on their shoes.
Or in
their
the top shoes. Of their toilet tank.
That's weird. That sounds gross.
Upper deck.
Yeah.
I never have thought about doing that. Never once. Why would somebody do that?
Are you surprised that they canceled the game? They're like, that's it.
There weren't any more shoes.
You don't get, but it just feels like a parental, like you don't get the right to play the rest of this game anymore. Why? Because somebody took a dump in somebody else's shoes. That's why.
Well, that's winning masterpiece of the week.
Oh, man. All right, let's go to the Orioles. This would be very alarming to me. Are the Orioles the wanker of the weekend? My buddy's an idiot. My bad. I've clearly been off these last 10 minutes or so. Are they the idiots? Although you see the similarities between the segments. Because they are charging $89.99 for an entire season of Orioles baseball. Okay, $90, not bad.
That's less than the cost for the Rangers.
Except a handful of people were mistakenly charged $8,999.
Oh, no.
As you can guess. Look, I don't know. Maybe it's on their credit card, but if you hit people's debit card, I don't know how many people just have $9,000 extra sitting in their bank account. They're probably like, whoa.
Yeah, and then think about the fees. Now those are back.
I mean, look, they need to pay for any overdraft fees. If you overdrafted because they charge you $9,000 instead of $90, I'm going to be like, here you go, Orioles.
Do you think the bank lets them off the hook on that? And they're like, oh, we get it. It's okay.
What if they're not from Baltimore and they don't like the Orioles?
And you're sitting there and you're like, hey, I couldn't pay my bills. Do you not get it whenever I can't do it? You just help me. Take me off the hook here. I tried.
I am curious about the mentality of people who work at the bank and their thoughts about cutting people some slack. But yes, the Orioles have worked quickly to rectify that, but it was a problem, as you can imagine. Like, you spent $9,000 to watch baseball? What does it matter with you?
Yeah.
Right now, We will talk with FC Dallas player and Fort Worth native. It is Nolan Norris. Good afternoon, sir.
How are you guys? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're doing really well. Wanted to know, the defense has looked tremendous, but only one goal on offense in the last three matches all this month. What are you guys working on in training, or what can be done to remedy this?
Yeah, you know, it's I think every game we've played has caused us different obstacles, different challenges, and I think we're trying to weather the storm in each of those games. So defensively, like you said, we've been pretty successful. Offensively, yeah, we could score more goals for sure. But I think it's a team effort both sides of the ball, you know. I think the coach says, you know, we defend with 11, we attack with 11. So I think in the training, we've been working out different patterns of play, different ways to break opponents down more, just try to adapt our attacking game plan, and then just continue with how we've been defensively. Because like you said, we're doing pretty well in that aspect.
Now, I know the next couple of games are on the road as well, but I was curious, have you noticed any difference with the team on the road versus at home? Because again, this is kind of like an either or situation. On the road, you guys have been very solid. At home, it has been tough.
Yeah, it's something I think we're still trying to put our finger on, to be honest, because obviously away from home, we've been really, really good. One of the best teams in the league away from home, I would say.
Yeah.
And then at home, it's definitely been tough to not perform in front of the fans the way we want to. I think we're still getting used to, a different look Toyota Stadium. But that's not really an excuse. I think, every game you try to play the same way, regardless of who's in the stands, whether it's your family, whether it's the opposing fans, whether there's nobody there. And so I think we're still trying to figure that out. I think we really need to start putting on a show for our fans a little bit more. But I assure you, we're working just as hard as away from home as we are at home.
Now, that attitude makes a lot of sense for a professional player, but surely at some point in your younger soccer career, there was one specific person in the stands that you wanted to show out for, right?
For sure. My family. Always. Always and forever.
Okay, so that's, I know, I think it was last week, our afternoon show was kind of having a conversation about Dallas Cup and the enormity of it.
Yeah.
And I saw FC Dallas Academy youth teams won, I think it was eight divisions. They won titles in eight different divisions. And Kevin and I both got chances to cover lots of different events like that. Can you kind of explain what Dallas Cup is and how the magnitude of what that tournament is?
Yeah, Dallas Cup is a huge opportunity for players, for coaches, for clubs. There are a lot more eyes on you than normal. It's kind of the date that you circle in a year, especially for me. That's what I did when I was in the academy. So every time I got to play in it, it was a special opportunity because you have to play against some international teams, big teams and from other states as well. And to be honest, it's one of the biggest, toughest competitions of the year. So a whole bunch of teams and a whole bunch of clubs will join. And that's, I think, the biggest opportunity in the academy, that was our chance to stand out as an FC Dallas Academy. And so for us players, it was a big, big chance for us individually to kind of show ourselves, but also represent the club that's given us everything.
Now, you've also had the opportunity to represent the country last year, captaining the United States U-20 team that qualified for the World Cup in Chile. What's the experience like playing and representing your team, like having that jersey on?
It's a feeling I can't describe, especially I think World Cup qualifiers was one of the proudest moments of my life, to be honest. Just captaining my country and qualifying for a World Cup at any level is something you dream about as a kid. And so every time I go there, it's you got to treat it like it's your last opportunity. And but most of all, I just enjoy it. It's a new chance, a different style of soccer. You're playing with a lot of different guys, but it's kind of refreshing because it's all, you know, people my age and just a whole different environment. But I think anytime I put that U.S. jersey on, it's a sense of pride, a sense of joy, and
Yeah, I just want to make the most of it. I can't really describe it.
Now, I learned through my investigation on you that you started a lawn care business at the age of 14. Have you ever tried to pitch to FC Dallas that you could mow the pitch out there?
That's a good one. It's the first couple of years in the academy, we had a couple of trips down to Mexico, and I wanted to provide or to pay for that trip on my own. I didn't want it, my parents to pay any part. I always told them this was my dream, and I'm going to go out and do my best in all aspects. So I started a lawn care business in my local neighborhood, and it took off for a couple of years, and I eventually transitioned that into coaching, private skills coaching, and that was really big for a few years as well. But listen, Toyota Stadium and all the fields around, they're pretty good grass. I think I could help, but I don't think I could do as good of a job.
you ever look around though, and you're like, all right, I could charge this much for this field and this much for that one over there.
I think before I started getting paid to play soccer, I think that could have been a thought in my mind. That's for sure.
I think that'd be a really funny bit for you. And we're good buddies with Dan Hunt. If you want to submit a bid to him, we can turn it in for you and be like, all right, this is what Nolan said he would charge to take care of everything.
There he maybe post-career. We'll see what my life looks like.
Now, this weekend, you've got...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Miami coming up, Inter Miami. I wanted to get your breakdown on that team, or you can just tell me once and for all, Messi is better than Ronaldo, right?
Yeah, no, it's a really, really tough game, but a really, really fun game. I think it's a great opportunity. I think it's just
if I'm not mistaken, it's the only unbeaten team in MLS. So it'll be a good environment. My family's coming to the game. I'm really excited, but obviously there are big names. Like you said, Messi, in my opinion, he's the greatest ever. That's what I believe. But, to be honest, you just have to treat it like any other game. Every team has good players. Obviously, they have some big names, but it's 11 versus 11, and we're going to go out there with a game plan and work as hard as we can. I have belief in myself, of course, to do my job that's given to me. So, look, it's going to be a really fun game, and it's going to be really tough, but I think it's a great opportunity, really.
Man, love all the info. Love how close you are with your family as well. Thank you very much for jumping on and giving us all the info.
No, thank you guys for having me.
Dude, he's awesome. I like Nolan Norris.
Absolutely. So
I don't think I've ever met, by the way, a Ronaldo fan. I think I only met Messi fans time.
There's a bunch of kids in our mentees that like all about Ronaldo.
Well, I mean, now you have audio to go play for.
Yes, exactly. So that's FC Dallas player and Fort Worth native Nolan Norris. The reason why I bring that up again is, yes, I also see your texts that think that perhaps he sounds Canadian.
Mm.
That thought did cross my mind a couple of times while we were talking.
Okay, I understand.
Did it not with you? You didn't think?
I had no clue. I was just trying to make sure I heard the content that was coming out of his mouth.
Okay.
And that was solid stuff.
That is very fair. We're the KNC masterpiece right here.
I thought he was Swedish probably, though.
See?
After having a conversation with our, Annika Sorenstam, I was a little like, hey, maybe. But he's a cool kid. I like him.
It really feels like we could have done this last 30 seconds off air. Coming up next.
You asked the question.
Fair. Let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Beto's still out there for the A's. First pitch to Berger is hit high and deep into center field. Blade going back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. He leaps, and it's gone. Jake Berger hits the first pitch of the sixth inning out of here. His third home run of the year. Rangers lead it 8-2.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Rangers win 8-5. Got a lot of info from Bochy today, and I still stand firm. I think you'll get that Corey Seager news during the G-Bag Nation. And depending on how it goes, maybe that could lead to a day off for Josh Smith with the lineup shakeup and everything like that. So fascinating things happening for the team with the best record in the American League.
You think we're going to get Corey Seager news and that's going to lead to a Josh Smith day off?
No, if he was good, that could lead to a day off. But I think it's going to be the opposite. I think, unfortunately, with Seager, when you hear calf or hamstring, it's almost an automatic injured list deal. I hope I'm wrong, but that's kind of what I would guess.
I would take 10 days right now.
Yeah, I got the vibe last night. I guess Jarrett and I were talking late, and he was like, listen, I don't want to be that guy, but it doesn't sound very good right now.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I was going on.
Four to six weeks?
He didn't give a timetable, but he goes, man, because I always tell him, like, after a win, I'm like, hey, congrats. And he goes, man, I'm worried about Corey. So, I mean, I'm like, okay, well, I didn't want to go into there, but here we are.
I'm always worried about Corey.
Yeah.
Sometimes you wonder, like, did this guy smoke too much meat this weekend and now nobody's going to eat it? It's crap like that. Yeah. It just runs through your mind. Right as your team's starting to get going, you feel the lineup, everything's moving in the right direction, all the shakeups, here we go. And then, boom, we're going to lose Seager now.
Is this a good ballpark to be in, though? Where you can hit a 280 foot fly ball and it's going to fly out the ballpark.
Time and place matters.
We just can't get Jock Peterson to hit a fly ball. That's the problem.
Goodness gracious, man.
He is on the verge of challenging for the longest hitless streak in the history of baseball.
Yeah.
He now has the Rangers record.
Yes. Yes.
Passed Foscue, right?
Yes,
Foscue.
He did.
Yeah. He
what do you think he's doing now? Is he still playing baseball?
Oh, man.
He's tearing up in AAA.
Is he really? So glad that you asked that.
I haven't really paid much attention.
I had a note about that I thought there's no way we're going to find room for this. Justin Foscue, thank you very much, Broadus.
Mm-hmm.
In AAA, he's hitting .354
with
an on base of .426. Jeez. In 20 games, he's got 14 RBIs. He's already got 11 walks.
He's destroying minors.
He's been doing phenomenal in AAA.
What if we brought him up to replace Jock then, maybe? Would that be kind of
I do not think that is a crazy idea whatsoever. I assume that they, will bounce back and forth again with Tavares, but I would love to see Foscue get another shot.
I'd love to see the Rangers win the next five games, but for Jock Peterson to break this record, you know, it would be
while they're still winning. Yeah. History.
Yeah. What would the batting average be by the time you get there? 0.031?
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
I saw a tweet where it was like it had his last 40 plate appearances and it was out.
That is like going, so God. Sad.
What was the only thing on the team lower than Tyler Malley's ERA right now.
Yes. And that's astonishing.
The Cowboys won't pick before he hits, or they will?
All right. Overreaction or reality? The Cowboys will make at least three draft picks before Jock Peterson gets another hit.
At this rate, you got to go reality.
Yes. I do.
You're taking that into Saturday?
I'm hoping to God he gets a hit tonight, but
Dawson's not. I mean, we're kind of pulling for the fire.
Dawson started off with the
record. I want the history.
I love the Rangers, but gosh, their players are not very good.
I mean,
my guy, though.
He's my guy. Today's player show is Jock Peterson.
Jock Peterson on the player show. Jock, I've been coming on here talking about the virtues of your swing and how good it is. Tell us a ball about it.
Anything will be better than yesterday.
If I was managing the team, I don't think Jock Peterson would get a hit before the Cowboys took three players, because I don't think I'd be playing him very much, right?
Yeah, I get that.
Dawson's time limit for these guys. Like, if you're not getting a hit, like, what is it, Dawson? You said you get to play two games?
Under 200, you're at maximum three games a week. Yeah. Okay, that's
yes, I like this system.
Okay, and then beyond that, I'm adding something to it today. If you are in that group and your first AB, you're out, then I might yank you. If it's a strikeout, you're definitely yanked.
So it could be a good day either way.
Yeah, we're going to put lot of urgency on this.
Are you guys familiar with the golden chicket?
Chicket?
Yes.
Golden chicket. Oh,
this is if you get to keep to going to the games,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm seeing something about this.
All
yeah.
Right. So
it's a chocolate bar and a factory.
No, that's a different thing.
Chicken Jockey.
I hate that movie, by the way.
Oh, wow. That's a bad
thing. So it's like a Willy Wonka type thing? The one with Gene Wilder was not bad.
Wilder's a great
actor.
How
is that movie rated G?
Yeah. Well, no, not, yeah. Back in the day, we didn't give a damn. I rode around without seatbelts and was drinking and smoking while I was doing it.
Schnozberry is what they said for your nuts. And, yeah.
Good day, sir.
But that's how they covered it up. And also, there's like that weird scene in the tunnel with the chicken hatching. And you're just how is this rated G?
It's a little intense.
So the golden chicken, if you buy in section 122 or 123.
Where's the mezzanine?
Yes. Yeah. I felt really
section
stupid.
Section 122. I was kind of hoping you were going to tell me, but then you just didn't say anything for 35 seconds.
Section one. I was like, I don't know.
We didn't know.
Section 122 or 123. If you buy a ticket in that section for Monday's game against the A's and the Rangers win, then you get a free ticket to their next home game the next day. And then if they win, you get another free ticket for the next day and the next day and the next day. And it can just go on and on. If you can win those two series, then they play Colorado. Colorado is the worst.
Yeah, they're
so you know you're going to cruise through there. But I think that's a really cool idea.
That is cool, especially with the way the Rangers have played at home when they're not playing the Dodgers.
They're excellent.
Like, they're gone streaking.
Probably 9-3 at home right now. Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. I would take that ticket. I would definitely 10-3. Or chick it.
Yeah, good bet that chick it.
Would you chick it?
Yeah. I feel like it's going to make you root harder. Like you're going to be more excited because, I'm rooting right now. So, I could get an extra ticket.
So that's for everybody in that section.
122 and 123,
So that'd be you end up making new friends along the way.
Yes, exactly. And that's what it's all about, Kevin.
What I was kind of hoping it'd be is there would be a golden chicken in one of those like boxes of chicken.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good idea. One lucky fan this year is going to win tickets for all year. Or life.
I dig that.
All right. Yeah. Let's say that did happen.
But don't eat that nugget.
You could exchange the gold-plated chicken for $500. Or if you ate it, it was a guarantee that it would be the greatest chicken you have ever had in your life.
Then that ruins chicken for the rest of your life.
Wow. Oh, that's a good point.
Ooh.
That is a good point.
You feel like it's all downhill
I'm
from
just
there.
A beef eater at this
point. One nugget that's the greatest chicken nugget that it's ever been eaten.
It's gonna
a full
be,
tender, right?
Like, let's, yeah.
Guaranteed.
It's,
or is it bone? Is this bone in?
Yeah. Let's say it's a rotisserie chicken in there for some reason, or you can go fried chicken style.
Yeah,
it'll be the best, whatever version of your best chicken is, that's what it will be.
You fry that chicken.
Perfectly salted.
Yes.
Or $500.
Or $500.
Gosh, I wish I didn't need $500 so bad. I want to try that chicken.
I mean, the best chicken? You're telling me it's better than Babe's?
It's the best.
No, I'm telling you, somehow, some way, it's guaranteed the best chicken you've ever had in your life.
Yeah, dude. Wow, that's a tough
Sign
one.
Sign me up for that chicken.
Yeah. Okay.
The more I think about it, I need some sort of documentation, too.
Okay. I will get that certificate done.
So you can slam it down whenever people are like, no, this mine's better. And you're like, no, it's not.
Woolchuck's taking the chicken. Dawson, are you taking the... Assuming I can get the paperwork in order.
Yeah. Chicken.
taking the chicken for the $500.
Inflation's made $500 to where it's like $40 now. I'm taking the chicken.
Okay. There you go. Giafalo, have you made a...
I'm trying to decide what I'm dipping this chicken in. I've already committed to the chicken. I'm out on the 500.
You have to dip it into anything.
That's a dip-free chicken.
Ever. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no point.
It'll just be built in.
Disrespecting the chicken.
Yeah. Exactly.
Nobody disrespects my chicken.
Not since that one time.
Guys, obviously you're here courtesy of D&M Leasing. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking, including Von Miller at 3 o'clock.
It's awesome.
Love it, love it, love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say chicken jockey.
I guess.
Say it.
Chicken jockey.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
One night, one goal, stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Join thousands as we journey over 16 miles from dusk till dawn for a night of healing and hope while raising much-needed funds and awareness for this important cause. Register today at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT, 888-843-6837.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.